Yeah, definitely, yeah. I've always lived in the area, obviously, since I was at Wolves, and I've done a lot of travelling in my career. But, you know, I think important for me, I've still have that hunger to play and hunger to do well and finish my career as strongly as possible. And obviously, you know, knew the club well from the years, coming here playing, know a lot of people that have followed the club for years. And it's, I'm delighted I got the opportunity to come and sign. And I knew the manager before, I played with him for a year at Burnley, so it was great to have a chat with him when he got the job, and I was really happy, especially to get back in the area and still be able to play at a decent level.
Well, that sounds like it works for you on a lot of levels, not least the sort of personal level, because I think maybe sometimes we think of football as being like names on a computer game and you can move them all around wherever, but you're actually people with families as well.
Yeah, and I've done, like I said, I've done a lot of mileage over my career. Yeah. My family have always stayed in the area. So I've always been up and down the motorway, and listen, that wasn't the sole reason for the move. I'd spoke to a few other clubs, but if I'm being honest, when I met the manager, I spoke to the manager, I could see the vision that he wanted, and I knew the setup of the club from playing here, how good the stadium was, and you know, I went in and trained a couple of days to have a look about, and I was really impressed, and I think what he's trying to build here and do this season is something that I was excited to be a part of.
I think the first time I interviewed you, you were the young player surrounded by a lot of experienced heads, and you could see how a player in your position then might want to learn from them. Now it's the other way around. You're the experienced head. Are you comfortable with that?
Yeah, I really enjoy it, actually. Probably the last couple of years at Ipswich Stoke as well, you're sort of getting to those sort of years where you've sort of been there, done that, seen, you know, most things that go on in the game. So for me, yeah, listen, first and foremost, I've come here to play. I want to play, I want to contribute on the pitch, but I also feel, you know, that there's a place for the experience that's to contribute off it, you know, especially with the younger lads, and sort of hopefully guide them through their start of their journey and you know, through what's going to be a tough season, because no matter what league you play in, you know, there's 24 teams trying to get promoted. You have to be on it every week, every day in training, and hopefully that's something that I can bring and bring into the dressing room along with the other sort of more experienced lads that are involved.
Yeah, and particularly this league, I mean, the nature of it, with, you know, a lot of clubs do have quite a few younger players in, or squads, you know, being moulded together with a lot of new players arriving. It does tend to be pretty close.
Yeah, it does. I think that's the thing with this league. It's unpredictable in terms of who can go up. You probably won't get a gauge of how the season's going until, I suppose it's a bit of a cliche, but 8 to 10 games in, you see where you are. But, you know, from my point of view, I've come here, you know, to hopefully help this club get promoted. You know, the manager's got a vision, he's got a real identity in how he wants us to play, he wants us to work, and where he wants to take the club. And that was something that excited me. Obviously, it's great that I am back in the area, and my family, hopefully, you know, all going well with the sort of outside world, can come and watch games and can really feel a part of it, because it's been difficult the last few years travelling, and, you know, not being able to come, it was quite tough. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that side of it as well.
Yes, I can imagine that. And I mean, you say you know the manager, and obviously everybody will know him from his playing career. But this is going to be a different experience for him now as well. I know he's done quite a bit of coaching at a high level, but you must have observed this with the managers that you've worked for. It must be different when you're the man.
Yeah, of course it will be. And you know, I think from playing with him, I knew the qualities he had as a player, as a person. But, you know, being in training with him, seeing what he's done on the training pitch, seeing his vision, like I said, and how he wants to take this club, you know, on and on, really. You know, he's hungry to do well, and I think that's a real, you know, real good base and a good starting point. He's come in here, he's hungry to be successful. He wants to build a squad that's successful, and, yeah, I've been really impressed so far. You know, not only with the manager, with the other staff in there, I've been really impressed with the whole setup, you know, how we've worked in training, how pre-season's been. So, you know, all in all, I think we're in a good position to start the season. We're all excited and ready for it, and hopefully we can give it a real go.
Just a last thought from me. I just want to bring you back to almost where we started this. You know, you've, and I'm choosing my words because I've got quite a few years on you yet, but nevertheless, you've played a lot of football.
Yeah.
You've played at a really high level. You've had loads of internationals, you know, top division loader. Some players get to this point and they say, well, that's me. I'm done with that. I might move on to coaching or whatever, but I've got a life to lead. Playing football is hard work. Well, you know, when you're down at this level, it's not so glamorous. Why are you still doing it? You don't have to.
The love of the game, really, to be honest with you. And I always took advice off players that were in this position when I was younger, and they said, listen, as long as you feel fit enough to get out there and that you can contribute to a team at any level, you know, you're a long time retired, and that's sort of the attitude I had. I think anyone that has played with me throughout the years will tell you,
yeah.
I'm pretty obsessed with the game. I watch all sorts of games, all levels, all from, you know, all different countries. And yeah, listen, it's just something that I've always wanted to keep going as long as I can. You know, I never look too far ahead in terms of, you know, what's going to happen next season. You know, I'm currently doing my coaching at the minute. I've done, you know, part of my badges, but at the minute that side of it is I'm not ready for yet. I still feel like I can play. I still feel like I contribute, and you know, it's exciting still to be going. And like I said, it doesn't really matter your age as long as you're still feeling fit and you know, able to do the job on the pitch.